For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're super excited to talk to the owner and general manager of the Dallas Cowboys right now, Jerry Jones. How you doing today, Mr. Jones?
Good morning, man. Beautiful day. Ready to roll. It's all set up. Let's play.
No doubt about it. Well, we've so looked forward to these visits with you, and we're going to dive right into this thing and ask you. I think I know the answer mathematically, but I want to know what's on your mind right now. Is this a must-win game for you guys this week?
Oh, listen, I think that if you really look at it, you've got to anticipate possible disappointments as you move on through the schedule. So when you really think about it and start doing the very mathematics, every game needs to be won, and that's almost trite. And so that game was a big one last week in the grand scheme of things. And we're going to need it. And if not, we're going to have made up for it by doing something on the road or doing something in the last part of the game or last second possession. We've got to get it done because it's that competitive to be able to be in the playoffs and have a shot.
You know, one of the reasons the team is 3-3 and there's some frustrations is because of these slow starts. And you know, we can talk about focus and all these different kind of things. Dak was asked about it the other day, and he was talking about certain individuals need to practice better. And it kind of caught us off guard because, you know, Dak didn't name names specifically, but he did use the word individuals. And it's real interesting coming from someone who is such a fantastic leader like Dak. Do you get the sense that some of these issues you guys are having are created in practice scenarios that are carrying out onto the field?
Yeah, I'm a firm believer that repetition is football. It's doing the same thing over and over again. Now, if you put in to something, whether it be food in your body or what have you, what you put in is what comes out as far as results are concerned. If you put in sloppy practicing, if you put in a cavalier attitude about the crispness of a play, a route, or your hand placement on a block, that's what you're going to see when it comes out when in a ball game. So I completely understand, and frankly, that's been a premise that most coaches should stress and have stressed for as long as I've been associated with it. You've got to practice this game. This game is work to practice. I said the other day on the radio, nobody just goes out and hits each other for the fun of it. They'll shoot baskets, playgrounders, they'll do that stuff in other sports. Not here. This is hard work. Put it in hard. That's what we do out here, certainly 3 days a week, actually 5 days a week. But I think we're doing that, and I think we're all looking for ways to start fast and come out on the better end.
Not to put words in your mouth, Jerry, I want to make sure I understand. Do you feel like that what we're talking about there is not emblematic of this particular team the last several weeks? Do you think?
No, you are putting words in my mouth.
Well, I'm asking for clarification.
Okay, let's don't do that.
I don't want to.
I'm not going to let you do it.
Okay.
What I'm saying is the better we practice, the better we'll play. I believe that. And I'm not addressing any particular individual or any team or any situation. The better we practice, the better we play. Every team that plays a game this weekend if they had practiced better, they will play better.
Talking to Jerry Jones on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. This is brought to you by Ford. Ford is the best in Texas. If your injury woes continue at the wide receiver spot, would you consider bringing in Antonio Brown?
Again, I don't want to be talking about any of the player. I like our depth. We've got guys that we haven't seen, 81. We've got some players out there that I think give us as good a depth at receiver that we have on the squad. Let me be real clear about that, as I've seen us have in years. So I'm not speaking to Antonio. I'm not speaking to anybody, but I would believe we'd go with the depth we have.
Jerry, what are some of the things that would stand out to you if a coach has quote-unquote lost the team? Now, just so you know, for context, we don't think Jason's lost the team. We're not implying that. But what are some of the – I mean, it's happened before. You've seen it before. What kind of stands out to you?
Oh, I think shooting ourselves in the foot or making mistakes. You can easily go back on any game, but you can certainly go back to one against the Jets. We didn't get in the end zone. We got the call on our interference down there in the end zone. Touchdown didn't count. So I think our own mistakes are the thing that would stand out. And that's how you do that is each individual sits down and takes his area of responsibility and he tries to get better. And by the way, that is what happens. You have attrition from injury in the NFL because of the because of just the nature of the game. But you also have improved players that are available. You have improved play. You have improved tackling. You have improved blocking. You read the other day where Zeke said if I'd made a different cut there, I could have broken that one for a bigger gain. That's the kind of thing that you can dwell on and think about and improve on.
So Sean Sharif was asking us about this. He wanted us to ask you, and I think it's a good question. You know, I would assume in terms of you going in and saying, hey, this team needs a talk with me. This team needs a come to Jerry meeting. Are you at that point now, or could you see this kind of getting to that point anytime soon?
Let's don't assume that, and you started your question off. Let's assume that your assumption is not correct, and it isn't. I don't have the ultimate is to come to my office. I don't have that policy, and I continually work with everybody that's involved here to see if there are areas that we can do better on. We did that last year. We did it after we lost to Washington and Washington. We got better, sat there before I left town and made the trade on Cooper. We made changes in the coaching staff. Now, what I am for is moving within the bounds of what's in the reasonable. I am for continually look for ways that you can change and improve, whether it be personnel or whether it be what we're doing with the personnel. And yes, I spend a lot of time there.
I would imagine so. Talking to Jerry Jones here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Are you, I don't know if the word satisfied, are you pleased with the direction of the offense? I mean, obviously it was crazy dynamic the first three weeks and then has come back a little bit. Are you encouraged by the direction the offense is going?
Yeah, I really like the way we did. I'm going to be frank with you. I like the way we were going the first three games in general. We had some slow starts a couple of times in three games. But in general, I like the way we were going the first three, and I'd like to see us improve on our starts in the last three. So I'm sure everybody's rolling their eyes and saying, well, duh. We all do, but again, we've got to improve. We're going to be playing better teams. The teams that weren't good in the start of the year have a good chance to be much better by the time we get to them at the end of our schedule. You've got to assume that, and every game is going to be a small Super Bowl for us.
So, Jerry, I'm going to ask you a tough question here. I know you like fastballs. It's not a problem for you. I once asked Jay Ratliff this same question, and I think I may have almost died. So it's a dangerous question. But in all seriousness, with regard to these last 3 weeks, I'm just curious. We had such high expectations for this team, and many still do. And, you know, this has been a bad stretch for this club. So, in your opinion, and during this three-game stretch, is this team overhyped? Did we maybe think there was more talent than there is? Or is this team not meeting expectation because of scheme or prep or those types of things?
I think we have in place a team capable of competing in the playoffs, and I think we have a team that's capable of going far in the playoffs if we get in the playoffs. It's capable of that. Well, along the way, we're going to have to make adjustments. Along the way, we're going to have to take a step back. That's what's happened to us the last 3 weeks. I like, again, the fact that we won our first three because it allowed us to lose our last three and still be 3-3. I told you I was going to be trite. If we'd lost those first three plus the last three, we'd be, you know, where? Now, that's a ridiculous statement if, in fact, you don't realize that every time you win one, you gain on it, and then you stand place or lose, step back when you lose. I look at the big picture. I look at the long-term picture. We don't quit trying to get these games under our belt. We never know what the record might be that gets you in the playoffs. So every series, every quarter, is a big deal.
Talking to Jerry Jones here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. The injury to Tyrone Crawford was not good. This interior part of the defensive line is, I think, probably struggle. I think that's a fair assessment. Maybe you feel differently. What kind of things can happen to improve on the interior of this defense, especially with a really good player like Crawford going down? Are you guys going to look outside the organization?
That was a loss. That was a loss, a setback, but the place that we were the longest in with our position, as far as numbers, was the defensive line. And we getting Woods back. Should have players that, that get better in there. You can have veteran players that get better. And I think... The opposition has a lot to do with that. Their schemes, all of those things we're putting in our computer. We will make the adjustments. I've got a lot of confidence in our front, and I've got a lot of confidence in the front with the people that are coaching them. So I think that front can be a strength of the team. I'm talking about the down linemen as well as the linebackers.
So, Jerry, from a team-building standpoint, we always talk about this. Is it about sustainability, keeping that winning window open for as long as you possibly can? Or is it about knowing, okay, we are in that window, let's go for it, let's trade future assets to go for it right now to get something that can help us right now? And is your philosophy in terms of team-building and where you guys are as a team that maybe you're one player away right now, that if somebody was out there, you'd go ahead and trade future assets? Or is it about the long path being good for a long time and holding on to those picks?
Yeah, that is the issue relative to the good thing about the NFL, the fact that our teams are, frankly, as even as they are. That's hard to determine. In the past, I have visited with Ozzie Newsome of Baltimore Ravens. And when they won their Super Bowl, they really didn't think they were in a team-building mood. As a matter of fact, they thought they were looking uphill. And then things really fell right for them. They played better at the end. They got in the tournament. They won the tournament and won the Super Bowl with a team that at this juncture had a lot of things to wonder about. That does happen. I see it happen. And so I don't think you ever write yourself off. That's my answer, because if you don't write yourself off, then you need to be, every decision you make needs to be for getting better. If, in fact, you give up a lot just like we did last year for Amari Cooper. That really should stand on its own. Certainly, you've got the overhanging where you are as an overall talent that's going to be there playing with Amari Cooper, but you've got to ask yourself the main question is, Amari Cooper worth two first-round draft picks? That's how we made that trade, and that's why we made it. He was worth two first-round draft picks.
Talking to Jerry Jones here on the Ben and Skin Show, a lot of people text this in. You can text in 877-881-1053. It's been discussed on the station. Do you believe that the offensive approach has been way different the last 3 weeks versus the first 3 weeks going into the game?
No, I think that when I look at our installations in the spring, then I saw it carried to training camp. I saw what we wanted and wanted to direct our attention to. I think that we've certainly not deviated from the flexibility that we wanted to build into this team back as far back as the spring. Flexibility, the ability to have more options with our offense, do more things, change up some areas relative to how we might block, or at least have the option to change it up during the game or game to game. We've got more flexibility than we had this time last year. The fact that we may not look the same from week to week is just using that flexibility. Now, that may not work for that game. You may have should have stayed with what you did maybe the first ball game, but flexibility is there for us. It is a broader. We have more options. We have a bigger portfolio to run with our offense than we've had in the past. I'm seeing that portfolio used in the first six games.
So, Jerry, seeing a quarterback go down last night with a pretty serious injury on a quarterback sneak on a play, you don't really see quarterbacks get hurt that badly on quarterback sneaks very often. And you having a quarterback who doesn't yet have his long-term deal done, does that, in your opinion, kind of give them some sort of an incentive to say, hey, man, we need to get this deal done because every play out there, you're one play away from a serious injury?
Well, I think that's a given that in this day and time, significant contracts, as Dak has implied himself, generational contracts, to not have it signed and sealed has more ambiguity for what's going to happen in the future relative to the money than one that is signed. That's not just as a player. We might not, none of us know what tomorrow brings. Having said that, you started off with the quarterback sneak. I'm a big advocate of quarterback sneak. I don't like taking the ball back 2.5 yards to hand it and then try to get 6 inches or a foot or a half a yard. I like the starting closer to it, so I like a quarterback sneak. To some degree, it's a higher percentage of scoring with a quarterback sneak. Why doesn't everybody run it? You saw it last night. It's a pretty sensitive place to have all that pile and all those people landing on it.
No question. And then, Mr. Jones, to end on a high note here we are with this time of year, the temperature starts dropping a little bit. You can hear high school bands practicing early in the morning, and you got high school football, college football, the NFL. It is fully cranked up and going. Is this your favorite part of the year? Why or why not?
Well, the fall has always been a second to me when I was early, because I love no school and summer vacations. As a matter of fact, I live for them. and a lot of my friends did, too. But as far as the fall is concerned and the culmination of our game, football. Now, I know the playoffs and World Series are about to start, but here it is October. But November, December, that's the apex of football, whether it be high school, college, or pro. And that's why I've always loved our game, not only from the standpoint of the feel-good, but also from the standpoint of that's where the most people want to watch, what people want to watch this time of year. It's called the fourth quarter. And the fourth quarter is when you want most of the eyeballs glued to that TV set, those decision makers, because it's Thanksgiving, Christmas, it's that period of time. So our game is right where it should be there. And so I love it from that standpoint as well. So I do like to see fall come.
Hey, Jerry, thanks for your willingness to dance with us on all this stuff. We appreciate it. Go get you a W Sunday night. We'll talk to you next week.
Well, I didn't know you had a back door on this phone. What am I to do when you load it up for me?
Hit that escape hatch, baby. Now, y'all go get a win. Right. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
There he goes, Jerry Jones. Really good stuff from him. Ben and Skid Show, 105.3 The Fan.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.